You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And W279DG, West Palm Beach.
I'm here, can you hear me? I'm here, can you hear me? Praise the Lord. Welcome to Piercing Darkness radio program with Apostle Ronald Solly. This is Piercing Darkness coming to you with the light of Jesus. We're live here on WCNO 89.9 here in the Palm Beaches, South Florida, and the Treasure Coast. We want to invite you to this awesome show. We're in Minneapolis, Minnesota for an awesome two nights of miracle crusade with Apostle Ronald Solly and our Pillar Power Evangelism team. And we experienced an open heavens last night. God did mighty things. He healed people of back pain. Wonderful miracle. People that post-traumatic stress, a gentleman had brain injury. God touched people's lives. Also, two little kids who had autism, the Lord touched them, and he opened one of the girls, or was in the process of healing the girl. Her ears and her tongue began to get loose, and she began able to make noises and sounds for the first time since she was born. It was an amazing, amazing time. And also, a lady, Pauline, who had a stroke 4 years ago, God set her free, and she began to move her hands freely and walk around, and she's been in pain for a long time, and God touched her life, and many were set free from demonic bondage they were struggling with, and it was an awesome time of the Holy Spirit, great worship, wonderful prophetic word, and people were hungry for the prayer and the supernatural power of God. So I want to encourage you to pray for our ministry, number one. Also, go to our website, powerevangelism.net. And, go on there and get the free teachings, get the free newsletter. And also, if you feel led to, you can support us. You can sow a seed, and God will bless you for that. And it was just an amazing time. And I want to encourage you also, if you're in South Florida listening live right here on WCNO, we have an awesome upcoming event at the Raymond F. Kravis Center, August 18th and 19th. That's Friday and Saturday in August, the 18th and 19th, at one of the beautiful, most beautiful places probably in Palm Beach, the Raymond F. Kravis Center, right off Okeechobee Boulevard, 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, Florida, August 18th and 19th. Well, people say, well, how much is it to come to? It's free admission. I know most people go to events at the Kravis Center. They have big celebrities there, and they have some ballets and all that stuff and comedians, but this is free. All the tickets are free. You show up at the box office, you get a free ticket the day of the event. Come and enjoy an awesome worship, awesome prophetic time, and a great word. Great music ministry, great prophetic word, and also going to pray for all of your needs and those that are sick in their body, those that need a healing of any kind. Whatever your need is, it's not too small, it's not too big for God. So we're in a great crusade. We have another night here. Pray for us. We have one night of miracles left here, the two nights of miracles here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you're in the area, you can always fly in or come in. If you're hearing this on the radio or on the internet and you have family or friends here, please invite them to come. It's free to come to. Go to our website, powerevangelism.net. And if you need prayer, give us a call at 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. And you can pray, and Apostle Solly and our prayer team will pray for you and all of your needs. Don't forget, again, our website's powerevangelism.net. You can go there, and we'd love to pray for you and your family. And also, go to our website as well. We have events up there where we're going to be meeting for services in the area. You're welcome to come. Again, they're all free to attend. And we want to pray for you and come join us for worship and also the supernatural power of God that God's been doing. Last night, the lady brought us, people got prayer for cancer. People got prayer for, you name it. There was people came with all kind of needs last night. People had back pain. They had people that had, the arthritis, the autism. That was a key one last night. A lot of people had autism and needed prayer. People needed financial miracles and breakthrough and get homes. They came and got prayer. It was an awesome time of worship. You can actually go watch our service on Periscope tonight. So if you're in the area, you can go to download the Periscope app. It's a free app on your Android or iPhone. You can follow Apostle Ronald Solly, and whenever he comes live from a Bible study up to a crusade, we will. You can watch it free of charge on your tablet or your smartphone. Also, you can go to our website. We do stream our services live. We'll be streaming tonight. It will be around 8:30 Florida time and 7. Around 7:30 Central Time in Minnesota, the Central Area Time Zone we're in. So don't forget, enjoy this awesome broadcast. We're going to go right now to some wonderful worship and some powerful testimonies with Apostle Solly here in just a minute. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned right here on, this is Piercing Darkness. We pierce darkness with the light of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's what we're supposed to do as Christians. That's what we do. We pierce the darkness and bring the good news of the gospel. And that's what we do. So thanks for, again, for being a friend, being a partner, and a listener here on WCNO, and also with Power Evangelist Ministries, presents you every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., this awesome Piercing Darkness broadcast with Apostle Ronald Solly. We're going to go to some live worship with Apostle Solly and then come back with some awesome testimonies, and he's going to preach the Word of God, and we'll talk to you at the top of the hour. Enjoy the rest of this broadcast. God bless you.
Doctor off and on, and I couldn't digest food. It was like something was here just eating and eating at me. And 4 days, I was on a fast for 4 days because I was scared to eat anything because I thought I was going to die. And I'm like, oh God, I'm just going to lay here and just die. And it was, I'm telling you, God works mysterious wonders. The revival came right before this all happened. And Apostle prayed for me last night. Because I haven't eaten anything. I got home last night from revival. I'm like, I'm going to eat. That's my sister. And did I eat? 3 times. I had thirds. Praise God.
I've also seen many deliverances. Many people, when he's playing the keyboard, the power of God comes down and people just start falling out. I can remember a revival meeting a couple years ago when on the other side of Bloomington where the power was so strong, the worship was something that we've never had before. It was just, you remember that one? It was totally awesome. And he started playing the keyboard, and all of a sudden I was worshiping and opened my eyes, and everybody was on the ground. I mean, they had really, everybody had fallen out.
This is a powerful
really
testimony.
Something.
I remember a couple of years ago, on New Year's Eve, I discovered I had a blood clot in my leg, and I went to the emergency hospital over here in Southdale, and they checked it out. Yeah, sure, there was a blood clot there, but then the doctor said, you better go home and rest. This will take a week to heal, and you better put up your leg up high. But I called Apostle, and he prayed for me, and you know that cloth just disappeared just like that. So I didn't have to put my leg up.
I want to give God praise because last year I took my daughter in for her regular yearly exam, and the pediatrician found a problem in her heart, and she was extremely concerned about it, so they made us an emergency appointment with a cardiologist in Boca. So when I came to the crusade here in Port St. Lucie, after the service, Apostle prayed over her picture because she wasn't even with me. He laid hands on her picture, and he prayed, and he told me that when I went to the doctor that everything was going to be fine. So I took her to the cardiologist, and they hooked her up to all these different machines, about five different machines. The doctor went out and called all of his partners. They came back in, and they told me, we don't know what the problem is, but we can't find anything wrong with her. So I give God praise.
That's the supernatural hand of God.
When I went to Anderson, South Carolina, Apostle was praying for people's credit, and I was in the back when he was saying it, and I was like, I believe and I receive it. And I checked my credit report when we was leaving Anderson on the way back home in the car, and I checked and my credit report had went up. So I was like in the green again compared to being low credit. It had went up by a lot of points, so I give God praise for that.
I'm going to get ready for a better credit report. The devil messed it up, God's going to fix it supernaturally. How about that? You know, the Lord can do great things for his glory. Incredible things like that. Yes. Give God praise for that.
Look at this woman here. Take a look. God spoke to me and told me you're coming tonight and told me to talk about your testimony. Diagnosed with HIV. Left for dead. She came and said, man of God, pray for me. I said, yes. And I told her, God has healed you. She went for a test. She came back. Someone say hallelujah. Say yeah. The Lord flushed the virus out. The Lord gave her two beautiful children. They're very healthy and they're living for the Lord. She's standing here as a living testimony that the power of God is stronger. I command this autoimmune disorder in your body to cease. Your body ain't gonna fight this. Look at this. He's here. Give praise. Give him praise. She kept breathing on this. Now she's breathing normally. How do you feel?
You're great.
She feels great. Give God glory. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
This is my other blessing. He came about 8 months ago. Beautiful baby boy. Healthy. You know, very happy baby. You know, Apostle prophesied this too. In Georgia.
So heavy on this young lady. Very powerful. Very powerful. Lord, 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 dimensions increase right now. Call creative miracles to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Remosunde maha yishi hinda hakuto rosito huya makatara. Rosi prokoto shimbrokoto hose brahata. Resa hoshi hinda hakuto sprestanta. Cause it to pass, Lord.
You know, Apostle prophesied this too in Georgia. A year and a half ago, he spoke, I see God depositing your baby boy into your womb. And 3 months later, Dieta got pregnant, and we knew it was a boy.
Don't know what to do this summer? Power Evangelism knows. Let them know.
You're invited to the most exciting time of the year and the most exciting life-changing time of your life for all youth and young adults. This is the awesome Holy Ghost Camp Meeting 2017 in Talladega, Alabama at the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains at Shaco Springs. This camp has been going on for over 60 years. 783 acres of wild, awesome Holy Ghost time with God, Holy Ghost fun. This is the most recreation activities we've ever had at any entire camp we've ever been to in Power Evangelism. So if you're watching this promo live in service, go register today. If you're on social media, call us or go sign up on our website right now. I'm talking about awesome fun. I'm talking about water activities, swimming pool, aqua park, water slide, pedal boats, and so much more fun, awesome things. Paintball, bazooka ball, trail activities, team building, basketball, so many activities. I can't even name them all. Your life will never be the same. It's a Holy Ghost time to seek God and have a fun time in fellowship with other Christians and enjoy.
There, man. Food's delicious. Fine hotels. Just go.
Youth camp is the best for y'all. Gotta come. Like this, you got food, you got activities. Activities the best. It's like best time in your life. Come.
14, you already know the worship's gonna be amazing. You better get ready to dance. Put your dancing shoes on. It's gonna be hype. You already know.
Ever take. So bring your friends, bring your family, tell all your people in school, college, wherever you are, high school, middle school, college, everybody's invited. Then those ages, bring them today. Don't miss out. It's gonna change your entire life. You've been to camp before, but this is different. This is awesome. This is exciting. They have so much more to offer. Your life will never, ever, ever be the same. Why stay home when you can experience heaven on earth in this camp? No distractions. You and Jesus.
Getting business plan and to start your business. 4 years ago, I had registered my business to start my business, and I was every time I try, and I stop. Something happened, I stop. And finally, when he prayed, I started my business. I got my software for free, and I got one client so far, and I got five potential clients coming my way. So I give God praise for that.
So God gave you a business plan.
Bon Dieu, bon, bon business.
After the prophetic prayer,
and
God gave you a client and five potential clients.
And
what else?
And then my other testimony is that on Sunday, on Friday, I was praying. I said, Lord, my bills are coming, and I'm calculating my check. I know it's not going to be enough. So on Sunday, I came to church, and I was praying. And the apostle dropped the envelopes, and I get up. I said, Julie, where are you going? I don't have any money, but I pick up the envelope, and I went and sit down. And when I got to work on Monday, so I turned on my computer, and I went in the little calculator. I said, rent, this and that. I said, oh my God, it's not going to be enough. So 5 minutes later, my boss called me, and she said, I have a bonus for $750. That's just going to be enough.
Somebody said, Lord shall supply. Say the Lord shall supply my need. According, you see, God does these breakthroughs for people that are
givers.
Bon Dieu fait miracle ça pour mon
She took an envelope, she didn't have money.
Li pour enveloppe, elle pas gain cob.
But God gave her a bonus.
Mais bon Dieu ballon bonus.
Not only did God give a bonus.
Pas seulement bon Dieu ballon bonus.
He gave her a business plan too.
Ballon plan business.
She has her own business. And she has
favor.
Look at somebody, but don't get jealous. But give God glory for that powerful testimony. Clap to Jesus. Amen. Let's hear from our sister here quickly. What God has done for her. She shared a testimony 2 weeks ago. You got a lot.
Hallelujah. On the first, I had to pay my rent. I was at work, I was like, oh Lord, the first, here it come again. I was like, okay, let me go make my money order and pay my rent. So I walk into the office, I gave the lady my money order. She was like, Miss Levinsky, you paid more than the money. I said, what? I said, oh, ukwa lady from Sakunta Lapti. Mom, I said, oh. She's like, what? I said, no, I'm sorry. I was just speaking my language. She was like, you paid more. I was like, I paid more? I said, look at the computer one more time, because I know equity don't make any kind of mistake. She's like, I said that to myself. She was like, yeah, you paid it more. I'm not going to say the amount it was, but I was like, whoa. I was like, thank you, God, for that.
Supernatural rent credit. Samba says supernatural. No. I know you can speak English. Say supernatural. Rent credit. God gave her supernatural credit for rent. Samba says hallelujah. Everyone said to God be the glory. Can you translate that please?
Lite gen pou tal paye loyer Kylie et puis le moment li écrit chèque là. Maître Kyle a dit comme ça. Non, ou bay plus cob. Li pa dit combien cob, mais Maître Kyle a dit li bay plus cob, li bay bon Dieu gloire pour ça.
Amen. As ushers receive the offering, we're going to get a dance right now. Share the one you said last time that you were here.
Two weeks ago, I came to church and the apostle had a word of knowledge saying that someone was going to get $2,000 in the bank. So Sunday, I went in the bank and I deposited some money, but before I deposited and then I checked my balance, I had over $10,000. So I went in a drive-through. So I left drive-through. I went inside, and then I told the teller to check my account again. So I gave her my name and my account number, and then she told me that, as a matter of fact, it was $10,000 and some change. So not only God over multiplied the $2,000 to $10,000.
Somebody shout hallelujah!
Say hallelujah!
It's a supernatural.
Supernatural.
Say one more time, supernatural deposit,
supernatural
increase,
supernatural
multiplication in bank accounts, God taking care of his children. Let's hear one more.
Everything fixed. One word from the Lord can change the doctor's report. Even if they're in a hospital, they can come out of a hospital. Even if you came with a stroke, God is going to take the stroke out of you. If you came paralyzed, God is going to fix it and you're going to walk again. Somebody say hallelujah. They brought a woman with a stroke last Sunday and I prayed for her and she began to walk by herself. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care what your problem is. I know God can fix it. Say, Lord, fix it. Fix it! Fix it! Fix it! For your glory! Hallelujah! God can bring back what the... You see, God is going to restore you. Say, I believe and I receive it. He's going to restore your marriage. He's going to restore your finances. He's going to restore your health. He's going to restore your hair. Maybe your hair was falling off. It shall grow. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say, I believe and I receive it. Maybe you could not get pregnant. You're going to get pregnant. Your womb shall open. Say, I believe and I receive it. Some of you are believing God to lose pounds off your body. God's going to take some pounds off. You want to lose 20, God will take 20 off. We have a lady that lost 40. Somebody say hallelujah. You could lose 25 pounds tonight. Hallelujah. You came with those clothes tight on you. They're going to loosen off you right now. Hallelujah. You're going to go home less 20 pounds on the checkers. What just happened? Oh my goodness. I feel so unusual. So God just took some weight off. So really? Because in the glory there is no time. Time is not a factor in glory. Hallelujah. That's why you see when a seed was sown, the harvest came instantly. When Jesus took the bread and fish and gave it to God and gave thanks to God, it multiplied. The harvest came. There are different measures of glory. Let me finish by saying this. When the glory is present, the harvest is accelerated. So which means if you do something now for the Lord, the harvest could kind of overtake you. So this is what the scripture talks about. Hallelujah. The harvest overtakes you. Ever say, my harvest is coming. Because you are intending to give to God in your heart, the harvest is going to come before you even sow your seed. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I am ready. My heart is ready. And I'm preparing for my breakthrough. Say, by God's grace and mercy, I shall receive it in the name of Jesus. You see, the devil is a liar. God knows your heart. Somebody say, God knows my heart. Say it again, God knows my heart. Say one more time, God knows my heart. Say it again one more time. I did not hear you. Say it again. Say it again. Say one more time. Say it again. Say, God knows my heart. Say, I'm a believer. And I'm a receiver. Say, I'm a believer and I'm a receiver. Say, I am ready to receive. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Somebody say.
God is amazing. I'm telling you, I'm a blessed child of God. There was one time I went to the bank to check my account from my bank statement for my payroll, for my check. And then when I looked, it was like double what I make. So I give God praise for that.
So your paycheck was double what you're supposed to get. It was triggered. But the glory. Now, if they come to the parking lot to ask you for gas money, tell them you're not in my budget. It's a lot of people here, so she's a bit shy. Don't blame her. Hey, look at 3%. I'm about to get some unusual harvest. Say it again one more time. Say it again. I'm about to get unusual harvest. Said again. Listen to this. As I talk about financial breakthrough, the reason why God is having me punch this area, because he wants you to see him bigger than your need. He wants to see you bigger than what? Your need. Your need can't compare to his greatness. It can't compare to his greatness. God can fix it. God can remove any sickness out of your body. The virus is gone. Your bonus is coming. Your prayer life is going to get better. Your passion for God is being restored right now. Your hunger for God is being restored right now. You're going to be hungry for God like never before. You're going to pursue God like never before. You're going to reach out to God like never before. You're going to yearn for him like never before. You're going to be thirsty for him like never before. God is about to bring back what the devil stole from you. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar, and demons in hell cannot stand when the Lord shows up. Your misery will be turned into opportunity. This is how you're going to receive your miracle. You simply say, I believe and I receive it. When I begin to pray for you, just say, I believe what? God's going to give me words of knowledge. I'm going to call them out and prophesy. God may give me your name. He may give me your situation you're dealing with. He may even tell me what you're suffering from, precisely the name of the sickness you're dealing with and the problem. I went to pray for this woman in the hospital. She had cancer. JFK Hospital, and she had cancer. When I showed up in the hospital, I prayed for her. The Lord told me the cancer is gone. I spoke in faith. And she had no insurance. They were supposed to kick her out because she had no insurance. JFK, they don't play. After I prayed for her, they kept her longer because they couldn't understand what happened. The cancer is gone. They told her to stay a bit longer. They ran test after test. They couldn't find the cancer. And she's out, free to love the Lord forever. That's the miracle power of God. Amen? Another one was in a coma. And a daughter came and told me to pray for to pray for the picture. So I called her out of the coma, holding the picture. And when I went to the hospital, God went before me. She was responding and not in a coma anymore. Because the Lord fixed it supernaturally. Some miracles happen instantly, some happen what? Gradually. But it will happen. This is how you know that you've received it, is when your heart opens up, because it's right there. But your heart has to open up to receive it. And then when you say, I believe and I receive it, you seal it. Those are the simple words. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say it one more time. I believe and I receive it in Jesus' name. So once you say, I believe and I receive it, God manifests it. So the angel of the Lord comes to fight. You remember when Daniel prayed? God answers his prayer the day one. And there was an angel trying to resist, but Daniel persisted in prayer. You can persist in prayer. You can persist in praise. Praise can become prayer. Worship can become intercession. There's a dimension you can enter in where your praise and your worship becomes intercession. As you bless the Lord, God puts words in your mouth, what to speak, and the angels follow those instructions. Somebody say amen. You ask yourself a question, why did he not receive the answer until 21 days when God answered him day one? Because there was a battle that was going on. So what breaks down those strongholds? Praise, hallelujah. As you give God praise, the manifestation will expedite. Some say amen. So you don't, once you ask God and God has done it, you believe and receive it, then the angels deliver it. The manifestation comes. So get ready for a better holy matrimony, a better future. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, my God shall supply all my need according to riches and glory. Now watch that word. The word shall means it's a must. And the word supply, it means it's present, not just past. So Monday, Tuesday, God is ready to supply your need. And his angels are working 24 hours. Now watch this. I got to say this before I pray for you, because it's so powerful. You are not just a receiver, but you're a vessel. So a vessel is conditioned to be a vessel. Someone said, I'm not just a receiver, but I'm a vessel. So God is going to walk through me to touch others. So you have to be blessed whether you want it or not. Just make room. Just say, I'm ready. And God is going to deliver it through you. Hallelujah. Some things are going to come through you to touch others. You're going to touch your family. You're going to help your family. You're going to heal. You're going to build a house for your grandma, for your grandpa, on your father's side and your mother's side. Hallelujah. You're going to feed your family. You're going to feed your friend's family. You're going to feed your auntie's family. Say, yeah. See, God's going to bless you. Somebody say, I believe and I receive it. You're going to pay their light bill. Hallelujah. And you won't be broke after helping them. Hallelujah. God's going to use you as a supply line to help the homeless, to help the broke. You shall help. Say, I'm a vessel. Say it again, I'm a vessel. So God is going to bless you so you can bless others. After God has healed you, you're going to tell others about the healing power of God. You're going to lay hands on them and you shall command them to be healed. In the name of Jesus, say, I am a vessel. Say it again, I'm a vessel. Do you believe it? If you believe it, say, I believe and I receive it. I know God is going to deposit it in me. And I'm going to be a channel through which God can touch others. Oh, hallelujah. Say, I will never run out, because God can never run out. Greater is he that is in me than the devil that is in this world. Let me talk to you right now. The millionaires that are talking about blessing you, say, I believe. And oh yeah, your name is coming into their hand, into their head right now. You see, they're trying to find out who can fix our company. Your name is about to pop up on Google. I say your name is about to pop up on Google. I say your name is about to pop up on a search engine. Say, yeah, they're about to find you. They're about to find your Facebook. Yeah, watch what you post on your Facebook, because they're about to find you. Hallelujah. You better post something about the glory, not about your past mess. They're about to find you. God's about to bless you. Somehow, somewhere, somebody's looking for you. Say, yeah, I believe and I receive it. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. Say, yeah. Now, everybody say your phone number loud and clear. Say your number loud and clear. Heaven can read it now. Oh, hallelujah. The glory is here. I prophesy total recovery, total restoration, total deliverance, total favor. Get out of your wheelchair and walk. Let the blind eyes open. Let the deaf ears hear. Let the cripple walk. Let the dead be raised. The curse is broken. Money cometh. Your check is coming. Your favor is coming. Your restoration is coming. Your deliverance is coming. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. I say it's coming. It is coming. It is coming. It is. Lift your hands up and call Jesus 7 times. Call him. 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 Say, I believe and I receive it. Say, I am ready. Say, I am ready. Say, I am sure. Say, now. Come on, make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. The Lord just told me this as I finish. As the glory of God is in the house. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Father, give you praise. Lift your hands up and give him praise. 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 Lift your hands up and give him praise. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus and give him praise. Ashes, get ready. The glory of God is so strong here. The glory of God is so strong. Just wave to Jesus. Just wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God. Lift your hands up and wave to Jesus. Wave. Wave your hands to the Lamb. Wave your hands to the Lamb. The Lamb of God. This is what God has told me. Listen to this. Listen to this. God spoke to me and he told me that the shadow of Peter healed the sick. And he told me
So he just whispered to me about the shadow of Peter. You see, our shadow as human beings cannot heal the sick. But when the glory comes upon our shadow, then the shadow can what? Heal the sick. So what you see touching the people was not Peter's shadow. It was the Lord's shadow. Demons flee from the shadow of the Lord. Not your shadow, but the Lord's shadow is what they flee from. So the shadow of Peter healed the sick because the glory was on it. That's how the sick were healed, because the glory was on a shadow. So that's how they were healed. So your blessing is going to manifest just like that. He goes before you to level every crooked place. What? Straight. Now close your eyes. We're going to make an altar call. If you're in this place and you don't know Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to give you an opportunity to receive him. Because the purpose of my preaching tonight is to lift up Jesus. And because Jesus is the author and finisher of our salvation, we shall be born again. So if you don't know Christ in your heart, simply say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. Now, if you already received Christ, you can join them and help them out. Let's start again. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again. I confess my iniquity and my sin, and I renounce it all. Today, I receive Jesus in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. My soul is saved. Give her the best clap offering. Give her the best clap offering. You can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, church. You can do better than that for Jesus. Come on, clap hands for Jesus. Now, watch this. Ask the ushers to get up on their feet. And we're going to receive an offering to bless the Lord. Why do we give? Because through our giving, our heart opens up. And through our giving, we shift the atmosphere in our lives. So if you want to sow a seed tonight, the ushers are going to give you an envelope. And you can place your seed in that envelope and believe God to bless you. You're going to command the ground to release your harvest because you got a seed on the ground. Can we get ushers to move very quickly? Thank you so much. God bless you.
Turn to three people and tell them, God wants you to know him. It's his desire for you to see him, to know him, walk in his ways, and do his will. Let's give them the better clap offering. Brother Caesar. Turn the lights on so they can see the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Listen to this. The woman with an issue of blood was so tormented by the issue of blood that she could not find help in any other place until she met the Lord. But when she met the Lord, she did something unique. She touched him before he touched her. When you hear the word will cause you to take steps that other people will not take. That's why you're here tonight, because there's something new cooking. Hallelujah. A miracle is about to explode in your life. I say a miracle is about to explode in your life. Get ready for a miracle. Say, I believe and I receive it. Say with authority. He says, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper wherever thou goeth. That thou may what? Prosper in whatsoever place you go. Now let me show you something here. Some places you go to are not good places, but you can prosper because the word is embedded in you. America is facing an economic meltdown. People losing homes, jobs, but God wants you to prosper amidst all these shakings. It's the word of God that will make you prosper. Even when marriages are being shaken, your marriage will be a honeymoon. Even other people's kids are becoming drug dealers, your children are going to desire God. They ain't going to try to be like Superman. They're going to be, want to be like David or Samson in the Bible. They're going to want to be like Batman. They're going to be different. They're going to want to be like Caleb and Joshua in the Bible. Your daughters ain't going to want to be like Beyonce or Nicki Minaj. Pink, yellow, grape. I don't know what color of hair she has. They're going to want to be like Esther in the Bible. Like Ruth in the Bible. Ruth in the Bible prayed. Not gossip, but prayed. When the word of God is in you, it will turn you into an unstoppable blazing fire. God is a consuming fire. Daniel was so much in love with God that the lion's den could not hold him. When they put him in the lion's den, he was not alone. God was with him, so the lions hushed. They couldn't touch him, even though they were hungry, because the presence of God was on him. Isn't that powerful? And his enemies were put in the lion's den, and when his enemies were put in the lion's den, they were all killed before they got down. That must have been real, real hungry. How do we activate the glory of God? This is when we allow the Lord to reveal himself to us. When the glory of his presence is present, things begin to happen. We worship, that is out of passion and hunger. When we give an offering, it's what opens up our heart to trust God. When we confess our sin, we remove corruption, pollution. Nobody will confess their sin unless they have a revelation of the blood of Jesus, because they're always going to try to save themselves. It's in the human nature to try to find an excuse for our mistakes. Let me tell you something which is very powerful here. You know why most churches don't preach repentance today? And they don't teach the blood of Jesus? Because they're afraid that people are going to get offended. So they try to talk about everything else but not talk about the blood. You can't talk about the blood of Jesus and not talk about the sin that the blood of Jesus removes, because the two things can, there has to be a connection. So the blood of Jesus came not just to make us look red. It came to remove our sin. So we can't talk about the blood unless we talk about the sin that the blood removes. So you got to think about it like this. If there is sin in our life, the blood is present to remove it. But we have to exercise our faith to find forgiveness of our sin. But if you don't know that you have sin, it doesn't mean that the sin is not there. But if you know that the blood of Jesus washes the sin away, then you can believe God to cleanse you from your sin. Joshua had a mandate to possess the land. You are not here to become like the land. You're here to possess the land and turn the land into a place that God can be pleased. So your radical faith and your episodes of faith will release a new culture, because culture is birthed through an atmosphere sustained. You have to set an atmosphere to birth culture. You know why there is homosexual on rise in America? Because there's been an atmosphere behind the scene. Most of the lobbyists in those areas in Washington, they're gay and they're loaded. They got money so they can influence policies. Most Christians are broke. Most churches are in debt. That's why they don't respect Christians, because most of them, they're broke and they're in debt. And listen to me, when you talk to people and you're broke, they don't want to listen to you. But they're going to listen to a homosexual man because he's loaded. It's time for believers to get loaded too. Somebody say hallelujah. I say it's time for believers to get loaded too. Hallelujah. Look at some of your neighbor. It's not sin to be loaded. Somebody say amen. You know what I mean? Loaded by what? God's going to load you up so you're debt free. Amen. Stop buying a wedding ring on a credit card. Hallelujah. Stop taking your wife for dinner on a credit card. Well, we're going to charge you and pay next year. Give me a break. You're going to. Can I preach? Can I preach? Hey, baby, I love you, but it's on a credit card. You bought the ring on a credit card. The wedding gown was rented on a credit card. Everything was on a credit card. The tuxedo was on a credit card. The limo was on a credit card. The hair you're wearing on a credit card. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. God has said he will prosper me wherever I go. In the name of Jesus, I'm coming out of debt. Say it like you believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you sit with your husband and wife to do the finances, you are not worried about the debt collectors. You know what about a sheriff coming to put a foreclosure note on your door? Hallelujah. Your home is paid off. Hallelujah. Your condominium is paid off. Hallelujah. Your timeshare is paid off. Hallelujah. Say, I believe and I receive it. Of course, I know you pray in tongues. Of course, I know you can dance like an angel. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. You got to come out of debt too, because angels are not in debt. Jesus is not in debt. Hallelujah. The Father is not in debt. As it was, so shall, oh my goodness, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. There is no debt in heaven. The angels are debt free. The Father is debt free. Jesus is debt free. And I believe and I receive it.
can deliver you supernaturally. All it takes is favor, the wisdom of God, revelation of who Jesus is. I don't want a dead church. I want a debt-free church building. Ever since I was watching the news and I saw in Atlanta, Georgia, the sheriffs came while a conference was going on and put a sign on a door and told people, the church and whatever, the conference, get out of the building. The bank sent us. We want the building. And they had these people leave. Christians leave. They were in the church. They had no respect. Of course, you think they have respect. It's just like they have no respect. If you're in debt, they don't care whether you're worshiping God. They made them leave the... You know why we're here? Because we paid. We're here because we paid. Everybody said, glory to God. Hallelujah. If we didn't pay, we would not be here already. They kicked them out. And they picked up their pianos and a few things from the...
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What an awesome message. Wonderful testimonies. To God be the glory. I want to thank you for tuning in to Piercing Darkness. We come to you every Saturday with Apostle Solly, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, presented to you by Power Evangelist Ministries and Apostle Ronald Solly. I want to encourage you, we're in a crusade in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we have one more night of two nights of miracles. We had an awesome, awesome crusade last night, mighty miracles, and people are hungry for the presence of the Lord and hungry for the Word of God. If you're in the area or you know family or friends, tell them to go to our website, powerevangelism.net, to the events page, and they can come to the meeting. It's free to come to. Bring those that are pressed, bring the sick, and God is doing mighty miracles. Don't forget, we have some awesome upcoming events. We have the citywide crusade. Anybody's welcome to come. It's going to be two nights of miracles coming to the heart of West Palm Beach, South Florida, and the Treasure Coast. Wherever you are listening to the radio airways, if you're on the internet, if you're in your car or you're at home listening to this wonderful program, you can come to the Raymond F. Kravis Center. Power Evangelist Ministries presents two nights of miracles with Apostle Ronald Solly. It's going to be at 7 p.m. each night, free admission and free parking. People say, well, the Kravis Center costs tickets to get into. Our events are free. You just show up, go get your ticket right at the box office the day of the event, and you can free parking, free admission. Bring the sick, bring the press, bring those little crazy problems. They're cancer, they're in a wheelchair, blind eyes, deaf ears. Or even maybe just want to, maybe you don't have an issue, you just want to come worship God with us, prophetic worship. You want to be a part of the anointing. You want the man of God to pray for you and impart an anointing in your life, or you just want to worship God and hear a prophetic word for these last days we're in. Well, come and be a part of it. You can come, bring your church, you can get in the bus, call us up on our ministry line, 561-337-9018 or 9259, and we will help you get together with a bus if you're out of town or you want to bring a bus of people. We'll help you with that or find great hotels and everything like that. So I want you to come. Again, all our events are free to come to. Go to our website for more information, powerevangelism.net. And if you have a prayer request, please go to our website. Submit your prayer request. We get it right away. We pray for your prayer request, Apostle Solly and our ministry team. Every single week we lay hands on them. We prophesy, we pray, we believe God with you and agree with your faith that God will do it for you and your family. And don't forget, this show comes on to you every Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. It's a piercing darkness with the light of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. We want to pray for your needs, whatever they are, because the Bible says the power of God unto salvation. That's what souls get saved when they see the power of God in action. People's lives get convicted and they give their heart to Jesus. That's what we're about, a soul-winning ministry. So, and if you want to support us, please go to our website, powerevangelism.net. You can donate. We are a nonprofit 513c. We'll send you a donation receipt. And God will bless you because you're still in our program. We have also wonderful teachings and worship CDs and prayer CDs and Apostle's book, The Secret Place. Also, the book, I Visited Heaven and Hell after she had a vision. God, after she died, she went to heaven and hell for 2 hours. One of the Apostle Associate Mentors in London, she wrote the book. He forwarded it. Great book. So, again, thank you for tuning in. We love your support. Be back next week. Same time, same station, 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness, Apostle Solly Show, presented by Power Evangelism Ministries. Power Evangelism. And have a wonderful Saturday. Don't forget, Sunday is tomorrow. If you want to worship with us, go to our website. You can find out where we worship. God bless you. 561-337-9018. Again, that's 561-337-9018. 9 to 8. Jesus loves you, and He is Lord, and He is King. We'll see you next time. Same station, same time. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
I can know the covenant that I have with God. I can know the direction I need to go on my journey. I can know how to listen to the voice of God when He tells me where to go.
Tune in Monday through Friday.